Alrighty, everyone.
Let's record this.
I would like to introduce you to one of the newest members of Gunstorm. He goes by the name of Harkani. He was, I believe, recruited by Igni just a couple days ago. And he failed a security test because apparently, I'm not sure he was hired. Were you hired as a part of a scam? Were they doing a recruitment scam? He can't talk. He doesn't have a mic. So, yeah, he was hired as part of a recruitment scam. And he ends up talking to the guy, and they try to get rid of him, or they're saying that they've got to kick him out or whatever. And he's like, well, you know, I'm a Bob director. I don't really like Bob because they're kind of a bunch of faggots, and, you know. So this comes to my ears because they're like, you know, they tell Aaron Static, and Aaron Static is like, what the fuck, get Mims on. So I'm like, well, I don't believe it. I mean, this is ridiculous. I figure, you know, it's put up or shut up time. So I'm like, all right, you know, have him give us the login to BNC's forums. I mean, he claimed that he was, well, first he said, I'm a Bob director. So I'm like, okay, get the Bob director in channel. The Goon Hero, who will be joining Goonfleet, and well, actually he'll be an Igni and is more than welcome here, is actually Hargoth Agamar, who is a director, not just in Black Nova Corporation, a full director, but also in Tinfoil, which is the executor corp for Bob, or the Alliance formerly known as Bob. So basically what ended up happening is that, you know, he's like, well, I'm this guy, and he comes into the channel, and I'm like, okay, this is a Bob director, but I still don't really believe it. Give me your username and password. He does that. We get in, it checks out. It's like, wow, okay, there's some legitimacy to the story. And you know, basically, like, it's full of a bunch of idiots who are fighting each other, who are constantly talking about how great they are when they're actually terrible. Have all these good fellas people, it's sort of a disaster over there. And essentially, I think that we sort of won a cultural victory to the point where, you know, after all this, people would rather be in Goonfleet and be with us rather than be with a bunch of retreads. So, anyway, I was like, okay, wow, well, this is really awesome. So we immediately began archiving, because we have automated forum archivers, as everyone is well aware now, because Kugutsuman has gone public with some of them. We started archiving the BNC forums. So we finished that. And then he gave us the Bob main forums, including Los Barros de la Jefes. I hadn't had Bob director access in more than a year, and I didn't have an archiver at the time. I was very upset about that. So it was exciting because we got in there and we began archiving that as well, because there are certain threads in there, like the infamous one when Deanna Bollock had talked about hiring Goonfleet back when we were in our infancy in like March of 2006 and started saying that these guys are going to be a force to be reckoned with, et cetera, et cetera. So I really wanted that, and I'm like, okay, well, you know, hey, even if this guy turns out to be, you know, not legitimate, we have the Bob director access now. Then there was kind of a debate. It's like, well, you know, what do we do with this? We have seen what happens when you try to have a director-level spy and you don't take quick action. You have a choice. Your choice is either to do a smash and grab, or you can try to leave them as an asset. Now, it's sort of a shame for Bob, but frankly, a director-level spy in Bob isn't really all that useful for intelligence purposes anymore, because they're constantly dragging around these pets. They're very predictable. They're shitty, frankly, as all of you know from fighting them. So we start talking about assets and what Hargoth is able to take. And so the first thing that he stole, which actually he's donating to us. I mean, all this shit he could keep and it would be just fine and no one would care. It would just be his. But he doesn't really have a use for Bob's entire Black Nova Corporation's entire capital fleet. So he's giving us those. Which is nice. I mean, they're down about 15 dreads that are fitted and rigged, and we're up about 15 dreads that are fitted and rigged. So, you know, that's cool. And he stole their entire corporate store, which is just literally hundreds and hundreds of ships. And, you know, he can do whatever the hell he wants. There's several stacks of fuel of millions and millions, and I think that we're very excited about that from a logistics perspective. What's funny about all this, And the first thing that really made me excited about this was discovering that Bob was afraid after the Delve invasion of losing their space. They saw that they were vulnerable. So they moved the corporate assets to two NPC hubs, which meant that they couldn't be conquered, but at the same time, that meant that they were very vulnerable to a spy. Because if this was unconquerable space, they could just kick Hargoth out. And then Hargoth would have all these assets in the station, but he wouldn't really be able to do anything. It would be very difficult to actually acquire it. But all the assets in question are in Haddock and in PR-Dash and Delve, which are both NPC stations, which means that they're ours. And we can get at them, or Hargoth can get at them and do whatever the hell he feels like, with impunity. So that got me excited, and we spent a lot of time talking about the assets this, the assets that. This all started happening last night. And then today, I was sitting there and I was thinking, and I'm like, it just sort of came to me in a flash. And I realized, perhaps I should have thought of it before, but we were just thinking of it in terms of a smash and grab. And then I realized that if he was a full director in Tinfoil, that he could disband the Alliance. That he could go through, he could kick everyone out of Bob, that we could then seize the Bob name, which is something that First Name Last Name did with Lock of Volterra. Lock of Volterra is a corporation owned by Chow Dongs, if you show info on it. And if a corporation has the name, the Alliance can't have the name. So we sort of, in this moment of insight, we devised this plan to disband Bob and take Bob. And the beneficial side effect of this, An alliance cannot be formed. Like, you can form an alliance, but it takes a specific sort of character that needs 70 days worth of training to build the alliance. And then, this is the funny part, it takes 24 hours for an application to an alliance to be accepted. You can't just accept people to an alliance. So this means that Bob will now go and they'll make a new alliance, but the implication of this is that it won't be until after downtime. And that means that after downtime, there's no alliance in Delve. There's no alliance in any Bob Tower, which means there's no sovereignty. They just lost every jump bridge that they have. They just lost every software capital. They're not going to be able to jump bridge for the next, you know, month. They're not going to be able to have Sov 4 until, what, 3 months. They won't have any Sinojammers anywhere. They won't have any place safe to put the capitals, any place safe to put the titans. And so we thought that was pretty spiffy. And then things actually got one-upped on top of that, besides taking all their shit, destroying their alliance, taking their alliance name, and archiving all their forums, which we're going to make public for anybody to read. Actually, Darius had this idea, which is that we can start messing with their membership. It's just, you know, Hargoth started going through Black Nova Corporation and kicking everybody in Black Nova Corporation who doesn't have roles, because he can do that because he's a full director, and stripping the roles off of everybody else. And when he was done with that, he changed all their standings such that, you know, Black Nova Corporation was positive to Goonswarm and negative to everybody else, and just, you know, the thing is this. Black Nova Corporation is run by a guy named Coronor, who is Blacklight's brother. And Coronor hasn't really been seen much lately. There's been a lot of infighting in Bob, because honestly, Bob is a terrible, now dead alliance, and they all know it. And we have lots of logs of them doing their infighting, which is going to be published. It's not actually his brother. Dr. Gonzo is his brother. I'm incorrect. Hang on a second, my stove is beeping. I've got to go back. I'll be right back in about 30 seconds.
No.
The systematic Bob, chaos guys are in a panic.
The Bob entry on the Eve Wiki has everything changed to past tense already.
Nice.
Oh, you got it. Wow.
This is just so weird, though. It's, like, unbelievable. I don't know.
How so who has started the hilarious. Eve? Who started the Eve?
Hi, Sam. Hi.
Now that they're gone, who do we kill?
Hi, Sam.
They're going to be coming for their stuff. They're still stupid. A lot of them are going to be coming to our stations to see if they can dock. I said we spread out through all their space and start killing the fuck out of them.
Why are we in MDDS?
Hey, we need to fucking invade that shit.
The invasion.
So we can. By the way, guys, our allies have absolutely no idea this is happening, so we're informing them right now. When we get everyone together, I don't know, we'll see what we're going to do. But yeah, we might have a change in strategy.
Our alliance.
Anyway,
check
to
our
Goon's looking for a morale boost to confirm deny. See you on your one clock up.
Okay. So where was I? Let's see. Cornor has been gone, right? He hasn't been around very much. Thalarim had a rage quit today, which resulted in a whole lot of infighting on their Bob Secure channels. And that's where I got the quote from in the co-ad post. So basically, we were just waiting for when the time would be right. We were going to wait originally until 11 p.m., and we're all ready to go with Darius with his finger on the trigger to make the corporation to steal their name permanently. ZappaWork has been working tirelessly through this to archive their... Well, actually, he hasn't been working tirelessly. He set up the program and let it run. But still, there's been a lot of effort to do this within the GIA community. And we're just very happy that it paid off. You know, Cornor hasn't been around. The other people from Tinfoil weren't around. We waited for the right time. Bob has really become a very regional alliance, or not so much region as time zone bound. They only had 70 people or less online in the entire alliance when we did this, and there was basically nobody in Black Nova Corporation. So they were completely helpless. And the lesson is, one, vet your full directors wisely. Two, treat your full directors right. And three, if you ever find yourself in a position of having a full director spy who can do serious damage to an alliance, don't blow it with some random-ass desolving attack, because this is what you can do if you actually have an idea what you're doing. And that's the end of story time.
Great job. Well done. Today is the best day ever.
I love you. Can I have your children, please?
Hey, Benton. You're the full director spy of my heart.
Who's our new Goon Hero? Does he get to be posted? Is there a thread about with his name in it?
He joined Rove.
He should be a Delta. He's the obvious class. Rove!
No,
yes!
Fuck you!
Rove! Hell yeah! Rove!
This man is classy enough
post
to Delta. Join Delta.
Post a thread on PBS so I can post in there my support of this guy.
I'm a moderating mission. Wait, first. Hey, who's got the card song queued up? We need that first. It's important. Very important. Anyone?
Well, it's moderated, so the people that probably have it ready can't speak because it's moderated.
I know,
okay,
so
now,
like,
is there anyone?
God damn it. What if like eight people do? You wrecked it, Sam Handwich.
Anyone?
What was the spy's name?
The spy's name was Sam Handwich.
Hargon Agamemnon.
Oh yeah, hell yeah, Sam.
Yeah, his name is Harkani. That's his Igni character, and he's going to move his other characters over. We are very, very happy. He doesn't have a mic, unfortunately. I dragged him in here to hear this story.
If you guys want,
Harkon
tell you
Agamar?
The recruitment story makes this even more bizarre.
Band of Brothers.
Who recruited him, please?
Because that part of this is about as random and unbelievable as you can imagine.